But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling. Because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally. A rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities, and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
All right, Sandy Rios with you, and hello. And that was the way MSNBC covered the president's huge rally at Madison Square Garden with, what, 25,000 people inside and a total of 97,000 phones, cell phones were registered between inside and outside of the event. And so MSNBC was showing pictures of that while showing pictures of Nazis and their rallies, Heil Hitler and all of it. And so at the end of the show today, Bruce and I are going to talk about that and why that's not quite true. I will actually make the case and help you understand why this is so egregious. This next few days, we're within the last week before the election. I want to go to swing states and talk to people I know well who are in the middle of what's happening in those states. And will describe to us what's happening, what you can do to help, what's happening with them. And I think you're going to find it fascinating. Today, we're going to start with Congressman Scott Perry, former Freedom Caucus chair, who is fighting for his life in the state of Pennsylvania. So you don't want to miss this. But before we do that, one of the issues in Scott Perry's race, as in so many of them, is the issue of abortion. Because Scott is pro-life, as are many other candidates. He's genuinely pro-life. He fights for that. Well, on the other hand, we have the left, who loves abortion all the time and is happy to have babies even aborted at the ninth month. Tim Walz is one of those. He supported that in his state, in Minnesota, and Kamala is just as radical, Kamala Harris. These are the people running. This is why we have to get out and vote. This is no time to fold your hands in some pious act of not voting because you don't like President Trump's lack of purity on abortion, or you don't like the rough way he talks about people. This is just no time to sit back when we are facing an opposition that will transform this country for life, and especially on the issue of life in every way, the preciousness of life. When we talk about it, we're talking about babies in the womb. And with Preborn, who was our partner on this, we ask you to help them provide ultrasounds, which may be in the future the only way we have of protecting babies in their mother's womb and also reaching their moms. So if you would like to help Preborn, it's $28 to provide one ultrasound. For a mom who finds herself in a crisis pregnancy. So to separate ourselves from the political issues, which we must, but they intersect. They intersect on this issue. It's not just political. It's the issue of life in the womb. It's the issue of the life of the mother. Preborn also does a ministry to the mom to try to persuade her that's a different way to look at this, that life is precious. Rather than using words, they use the pictures of her baby. And they have brought many women around to a full understanding of who God is, about the creation of their baby. And so if you'd like to help, $28 is one. And of course, you can give as generously as you can, and that will provide multiples of a 28 or whatever you can give. All you have to do is go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Well, you know you're listening to Sandy Rios 24/7. Well, you're listening to Sandy Rios. Who's on Sandy Rios 24/7? And you can call us at 662-821-2040, 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. We do read them. We do listen to your phone calls and appreciate each and every one of them. And as soon as we can, we will use them on the air, as many as we can. Sandy@afr.net. You can go to sandyreels.com for more information. Also to listen to the podcast, but you can do that through our home base, which is AFR, AmericanFamilyRadio.net, or you can go to Spotify or Amazon or whatever your favorite podcast platform is. Well, today we have the privilege, and it is a privilege, to talk to Congressman Scott Perry on his dangerous race in Pennsylvania right now and on the state itself on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Good evening, I'm Janelle Stelson. We begin with breaking news.
I have lived and worked in central Pennsylvania for nearly 40 years.
The Susquehanna Valley's unemployment
rate. It has been my honor to tell the stories of thousands of people.
Back to you. Thanks a lot, Janelle.
But there's one story that's getting harder to ignore because it keeps getting worse.
Every city.
Our congressman, Scott Perry.
Little-known Pennsylvania congressman who publicly parroted claims of election fraud was privately helping Donald Trump to overturn the 2020 election.
Representative Perry contacted the White House to seek a presidential pardon.
Scott Perry says the FBI agents have seized his cell phone.
Calls for a Pennsylvania congressman to resign tonight.
Committee would like to hear from Scott Perry. He's refusing to cooperate.
Well, son of a but you can't see that.
I don't want to pay.
Well, but that's
there's no freedom in America.
People around here are better than this. I've covered politics for decades, doing the job of my dreams as anchor of the most watched newscast. But I cannot stand by and watch Congressman Perry continue to sow chaos, preach extremism, and spout conspiracy theories. So, I am running for Congress. If you're a Democrat who wants a fierce fighter for workers' rights, for civil rights, for abortion rights, I invite you to join my campaign. If you are a Republican who values the truth, believes in democracy, and supports funding the police, including the FBI, I invite you to join my campaign. If you are an independent who is fed up with career politicians and a congressman who refuses to work with others on practical solutions, I invite you to join my campaign. Perry is the most extreme MAGA member of Congress who could actually lose. Senator Casey won in this district. Governor Shapiro ran against someone very much like Congressman Perry, and he won this district in a landslide. We have the power to fire Congressman Perry. Please join me.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Well, that's the silky satin voice of Janelle Stelson. And I just wanted to play that so you could see what you can do in a campaign if you have lots of money. Janelle Stelson is being supported by Hakeem Jeffries. They're pouring millions into her campaign to defeat Congressman Scott Perry, the former chairman of the Freedom Caucus, former brigadier general, 40 years in uniform, and as they describe, the most conservative stalwart in Congress. And I've asked him to join us this morning. Congressman Perry, thank you for joining us.
Sandy, it's so wonderful to be with you, and I just I listened to that. Actually, that's the first time I've ever heard that clip. No doubt that it's out there, and it's been out there for some time. But I would just characterize this as an Army aviator and a guy who knows a little bit about military history. And I characterize it this way: when you're taking flak, you know you're over the target, and there's a reason that they're after me. And they're pouring millions into this. They recruited this candidate specifically against me. She does not live in the district, but they have resourced her just magnificently, millions and millions of dollars from the Soros groups, from the Walton family, from the guy that started LinkedIn, this Reid Hoffman, millions of dollars. And they want to shut me up because I say things that make them uncomfortable. And I say things that other Republicans are afraid to say, but they need to be said and something needs to be done about them. And that's why I went to Congress. I didn't go to Congress just to sit there and hang on to the seat. Go to Congress to try and save the Republic from these leftists that have been destroying our country and been getting away with it for 40 years.
Well, and I've known you for a long time, interviewed you so many times. I remember being on the air right after your phone was seized by the FBI. You're out having an evening with your family, I think a vacation, your kids and everything, and they come and seize your phone. You were not a suspect in any crime. They just took your phone and emptied it, took the contents, obviously. You were the chairman of the Freedom Caucus then. And, of course, now she's using that against you in an ad, which is just bizarre. Because the people would think that they don't understand. And this is the way the game is played. And that's why I want to talk to you this morning. Tell us about Janelle Stelson, though. Really, what do people need to know?
The stakes are high. And this is, unfortunately, when they silence you. And I'm honored to be a member of Congress, which, you know, some people would say that's important. But I think the real important thing is if the apparatus, if the political machinery in this country is willing to do this to me, do you think they'll have any compunction whatsoever to do it to you? And so my opponent is a 38-year local broadcaster on the nightly news every night, recruited specifically by the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. She was a Republican. She has now become a hardcore leftist Democrat. But here's the thing, Sandy, and not to disparage anybody in the media, although they earn much of the disparagement that they get. But in her case, you know, she's reading from a teleprompter every single evening, you know, and that's great. But it's not like she's a beat reporter out investigating things or anything like that. She's reading the viewpoints of the executives at NBC. That's what she did. And so, you know, they go through the editor and so on and so forth. And, of course, we all know that NBC, CBS, ABC, all the legacy media, CNN, they all have been lying to us every single day. And she's been the one, the face of that in Pennsylvania where we live, or close to where we live. Now, she does not live in the district. She lives in an adjoining district. But that doesn't matter because she's got millions and millions of dollars. And, she literally barely campaigns at all. In other words, she doesn't go out and see people. She doesn't do events or anything like that because she doesn't have to. The money pours in from the West Coast, and they just put it up on TV and on the Internet, radio, and so on and so forth. Millions of dollars were just being outspent like somewhere between 5 and 10 to 1. But, Sandy, here's the thing. It doesn't matter because we're still going to win because I go out, I know my people. They are my bosses. I listen to them every day, and they know that I fight for them, and that they know that I'm sincere and genuine, and they know the things that she's saying about me are lies. She tells everybody I'm under federal investigation when I'm not under federal investigation. You know, she just makes the implication and the inference because Liz Cheney said so. And look, they don't talk about what they're going to do because they're not going to do anything different than what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to do. All they do is spend all their time trying to destroy your reputation and tear you down. People get sick of that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I want to give people an example, and I can't really describe this ad. I just want to say, you mentioned Reid Hoffman. He's the LinkedIn co-founder, and he's a rabid opponent of President Trump. I've heard Elon Musk speculate that it has something to do with the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. I'm just telling you, he said that in an interview. I don't know anything about it, but he is making sure that Republicans don't win. And they're running an ad that he's supporting that is pornographic. They're running it in Pennsylvania. It's geared to young men. And I'm not going to go any further than that. I can't even tell you the title of the ad because it's just so gross. But that's what they're doing. This is what the Democrats are doing. Congressman, let's talk about, is this your most difficult race yet? You've always had a tight race because you've been in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania has been blue. It's always been hard for you, but is this the hardest race yet?
It might be. We'll see in the end. I ran against formerly a statewide elected official who is the darling locally here in the state of the Democrat Party, and you know, the guy that had his job before him became a United States Senator, Bob Casey. So they loaded up him. They loaded him up with a bunch of money too. That was a very expensive campaign, and it was ugly and unpleasant as well. But we were able to defeat him soundly as well. So I don't know if this is going to be the most difficult. It might feel like it is right now. And certainly from a money standpoint, the disparity, Sandy, here's the thing. Like you said, I wasn't charged with anything. I wasn't accused of anything. I wasn't the target of an investigation. But it still cost me $750,000 over that to defend myself against the DOJ. And much of that money came right out of my campaign. And so they knew that. And quite honestly, that's the reason they do it, right? They try and bankrupt you. They're doing the same thing with President Trump. They try and bankrupt you so that you can't fight, so you don't have the resources to fight. And that's part of their strategy. So they destroy your reputation, they bankrupt you or attempt to, and then they come in with millions of dollars to overwhelm you. And it is a tough fight. It's the toughest of fights. Of course, you know, the president's on the ballot. We had two for a while there on the ballot. And, you know, none of that makes it easy. But look, I know how to fight. We have a good winning strategy. We've won every single time in the past when they've come for us. And we believe we're going to win again. You know, obviously we need the help to the very last second. We can do one more mailer. We can keep an ad up on TV or on the internet for another, you know, couple hours or whatever. All that's important. It all comes with resources. And people have been very, very generous. And Sandy, I raise most of my money, obviously, right here in the district. My opponent doesn't really have fundraisers. Hers just pours in through Act Blue, which is the Democrat money-making machine, and these huge mega donors like George Soros, Reid Hoffman, and the Walton family, who owns Walmart. That's where their money comes from. It's hard to counteract it, but you got to keep a smile on your face. You got to keep engaging with your voters. You got to keep telling the truth. You got to wake up every day and get out on the front line and fight. You have to do that, and you cannot be afraid.
Let me read what they're saying about you. Axios is reporting that this morning. Scott Perry's January 6th conspiracy theories and anti-abortion extremism have alienated voters in Pennsylvania 10, and now Republicans are running scared. That's what they're saying. And I'm repeating that as a compliment. And so let me ask you, Congressman, how could people help you? If they wanted to help, how could they help?
Well, they can go to patriotsforperry.com. That's my campaign site, Patriots, F-O-R, patriotsforperry.com. Everything there, everything's there that you need. But certainly phone calls, tell your friends, write letters, send a check. You know, be heard is the way to help me defeat them. And then when they say Republicans, you know, look, yesterday a bunch of rhino former Republicans like Adam Kinzinger, well, formerly called Republicans, came out and endorsed my opponent, and you know, they think
that's right.
I've had that happen in the past. You know, some prominent alleged Republican came out and endorsed my left-wing opponent. All that proves is what we knew all along when those people were elected, that they weren't really Republicans, they absolutely weren't conservatives, and they're generally leftists in a Republican, you know, seat or in Republican clothing. It bears no, you know, it has no weight. Nobody believes or listens to these people from some other place any more than they should be listening to my opponent who can't even be bothered to move to the district and represent the people that she says she wants to represent. She can't even be bothered to get an apartment here. She can't even act the role, let alone do it.
Well, and I want to emphasize, you know, because I've been in the business, radio and television, for a long time, and I happen to understand content. I think Carrie Lake does too. She's an uncommon anchor. But generally, they really are empty suits. They don't know what they're talking about. They cannot, beyond their notes and their teleprompter, they don't really understand the issues. They don't have to understand them. And I want to emphasize that what you said is not an exaggeration. It's the absolute truth. One other thing, you know, you have been a thorn in the flesh of leadership in Congress, whether it was Kevin McCarthy and then Mike Johnson, too, because you stood with the Freedom Caucus. You guys have held your ground on spending, on all kinds of moral issues. I've been your champion all along. I love what you've done, but they haven't been real generous with you. In fact, they've withheld funds, I think, up until recently. So now they're pitching in to help in these final days, so we have to give them that kind of credit. Maybe you want to say a word about that.
Well, I certainly appreciate the help, but and look, I'm not a thorn in anybody's side for the sake of being so, but I want to do the right thing, and I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, the right thing is the right thing, and if some of my colleagues are going to do the wrong thing, I'm not going to be with them. I just can't, you know, my job is to help save the Republic. I appreciate the help. I wish it were earlier, but Sandy, look, I don't take this personally. I don't think they do either. I think that that they want to save the seat. You know, we need to have the majority so the Democrats don't run Congress. I believe in that. But, you know, I think that most of the help comes because they want to save the seat. They didn't necessarily suddenly fall in love with
right,
me.
Right, right.
And I'm okay
right, exactly.
with that. I'm okay with that. I want to save the seat, too. There, you know, I don't want a Democrat anywhere near the controls of power, the levers of power. You know, I don't want that anywhere. But let's not make it personal, but let's make sure that Republicans win and that Democrats, and well, they're so-called Democrats, right? It's they're socialists and Marxists. It's just the absolute radical left that's now trying to run this country. Let's make sure we send them packing. And so whatever needs to be done here, let's do it. And, you know, settle our personal differences, if there are any, later. But, you know, when I have professional differences, my job is to speak up on behalf of my constituents and America. That's my job. And it doesn't say only do it when it's comfortable. You have to do it especially when it's uncomfortable. We are $36 trillion in debt. Every 100 days we add another trillion, and the country's completely headed off the rails. Like, somebody better be willing to say something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always think, you know, when I look at the old, well, I read, I guess you can't see videos of the old Congress, but they used to fight. And I always think, you know, it's worth fighting for. Sometimes they would fight physically. And I'm just saying, because it matters. And it's driven me crazy for decades that the gentleman from such and such, they don't get angry. They're just immovable, unshakable. And you're not like that. Neither is the Freedom Caucus. And you deserve support. So PatriotsForPerry.com is the website if you want to help. Making phone calls, you know, giving, he certainly could use the money because you've heard him describe how he's being outspent. And you heard that ad by Janelle Stelson. You have a lot of money. You can do a nice, slick ad, and you can get it out everywhere. And I'm sure she's got them everywhere. One last thing, Congressman, if you have just a minute more.
Sure.
I did want to ask you about Pennsylvania. We're 1 week from the election here. Now, people may not hear it today, but we are actually 1 week from today is the election. Your analysis of where Pennsylvania is on the presidential, can you just tell us where you think? Because we hear all kinds of things on television. We don't know what's true.
Sure. The Harris campaign is obviously in free fall. They are trying desperately any trick in the book. And the one that they can't try is just to go out and appeal to voters based on their past track record or you know, the credibility of what they say they're going to do in the future. Nobody believes that, which is why they're pulling every trick in the book. The Trump campaign has been here multiple times, multiple people. Of course, JD was just here on Saturday night in a church uptown Harrisburg in the capital city. And so they're paying a lot of attention to Pennsylvania. The polls probably don't reflect how far Trump is up in Pennsylvania. He is up. But let me just tell you this too, Sandy. In my very home county last night, I was alerted to the potential cheating scheme that is, you know, was laid out a week before in the neighboring county. And so, look, we need to run this stuff to ground. We need to prosecute people. We need to verify it and then take action. But my concern is that President Trump will win the election outright, but there's all kinds of weird things going on in Pennsylvania since the advent of this 50-day mail-in voting program. And so there's a lot of holes in it, and we need to make sure that we keep it tight and that only people that should be voting are voting, and the people that are disallowed from voting, non-citizens, so to speak, or fictitious people, are not voting. And I'm concerned that that there's too many loopholes that allow that kind of activity, and we're seeing claims of it in my very own home county, the neighboring county, and allegedly other counties yet unnamed.
Last time around, at least 2020, Pennsylvania was front and center in the voter fraud issue, ballots being sent in late, all of it. And so it actually, as I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, made it up to your Supreme Court, but they refused to hear it. That's how I remember it. Do you have the same Supreme Court, or have there been any changes there?
We have essentially the same Supreme Court. Nothing's going to be done there. It is a hardcore partisan leftist Supreme Court that that is allowing things that should not be allowed, is making law where the legislature is supposed to make the law. They've just they're doing this essentially the whole sue and settle game, and that's what's happening in Pennsylvania. Nothing earth-shaking has changed appreciably since the 2020 election regarding election policy in Pennsylvania, which is why we need to keep an eye on things. As you know, I objected pending an investigation that never occurred.
Yes. Well, that's the story in every state. That's it. There's a story in every state. Of course, the left claims that no investigation, or the investigations found nothing, or the courts found nothing. Truth is, they never heard the evidence. It's it's a trap. But we look, this is a new day, and I guess what I hear is it boils down to us, the citizens. And the citizens seem to be pretty riled right now, Scott. And I'm guessing that's the case in Pennsylvania.
Well, it is. And we just need, as each individual citizen, people say, well, what can I do? I'm not wealthy. I'm not, you know, the owner of LinkedIn or Walmart, or you know, I'm not George Soros. What can I do? You can be heard. And not only can you be heard, you can talk to the people around you and make sure their voice is heard. Don't assume, don't take it for granted that they're voting. Make sure that they have a plan. Talk to them. You know, if you have to stand there and watch them put their ballot either in the mail or their absentee ballot, or if you have to drive them to the polls yourself, that's the kind of engagement that has to happen. The Democrats pay people to do that. You know, Republicans were frugal. We like a good value. You don't have to pay somebody to do it, but if you'll do it yourself, it'll make a huge difference. As every person in the state that's a voter gets 5 or 10 people to go to the polls that may or may not have the last time, there will be nothing that the other side can do to overwhelm it, no matter how much you know, how much they try and shift things in their direction, either legislatively or otherwise. They won't be able to overcome it. But it requires us to be engaged in our government, in our system, and making sure our voices are heard.
Okay, so Scott Perry, congressman who used to be the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, still very much a part of that. They do like a year position on that, or a couple of years, I don't remember. But I've heard insiders say to me, Scott, and I've known you a long time, so I actually echo this, that you are the one person in Congress that deserves. You need tons of support. You can pull it over the finish line, but it's the people who are going to have to pull you off over the finish line. So patriotsforperry.com. And if you're listening and you don't live in Pennsylvania, that's okay. You know people there, and you can make phone calls and give. You don't have to support people just in your state. You can support, you don't have to do that. So patriotsforperry.com.
Sandy, you're right. Pennsylvania is ground zero for the presidency and for the country. If Pennsylvania goes for either candidate, that's going to win. And in Pennsylvania, the 10th district where I have been honored to represent is ground zero of that. Just think about this. Nearly a quarter of all the ad money being spent across the country in this election cycle is being spent in Pennsylvania. A quarter of
it. Wow. Well, that's amazing. And all right, so now we pray. I know you're praying. We pray for you, and we'll see what happens a week from today as you and I are speaking. Congressman Scott Perry, God bless and keep you and your family, and we'll see you on the other side, okay?
Sandy, I appreciate your prayers. God bless you and your audience as well. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
When a woman considering abortion searches to end her baby's life, preborn is there. The power of the ultrasound combined with God's love doubles a baby's chance of life. One ultrasound is just $28 and five are $140. If you would care to help, I know many of you do faithfully. If you're a first-time listener, first-time donor, whatever you can give is a wonderful thing. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally, a rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities, and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
I don't know anybody in their right mind who would fall for that, although there must be some people in our country who are not of sound mind who absolutely do. They're being told by Kamala Harris and the Democratic team that Donald Trump is a fascist. He's a fascist. He's a fascist. He's just like Adolf Hitler. Just like Adolf Hitler. Look at the comparisons, MSNBC says, and they show pictures of his rally, then they juxtapose that with Nazis with their arms up and Heil Hitler in a large crowd. Like, well, that's a similarity. It is a large crowd who likes Adolf Hitler, and it's a large crowd in Madison Square Garden of people who like Donald Trump. And after that, the comparison really falls, and we're going to get into that. I want to also say Madison Square Garden has been filled many times. Rock stars, fights, wrestling, is that a Nazi rally? I'm just wondering. You know, there are a lot of big pop stars. We should have compared all of them to fascists as well. But I've asked Bruce to join me. Honey, you haven't been with me in a long time. We've missed you. People miss you.
I've missed being on.
My husband, of course, is a former FBI agent, a former prosecutor in Cook County. That's Chicago, Illinois. And so, honey, you are one of the most informed people I know on Nazism and Germany. You watch this stuff almost every night, actually. And so what are your thoughts about this comparison?
Well, it actually infuriates me. And why it infuriates me is because it shows the stupidity of people. If you want a real lesson on what a fascist is, who Adolf Hitler is, watch film of what was done to Jewish people and others during the Holocaust. Beaten, imprisoned, tortured.
Skinned alive.
Killed, burned alive, gassed. That's what Adolf Hitler is. To compare this rally that Donald Trump had in Madison Square Garden on Sunday evening to the anti-American, well, what it was is the American Nazi Party that had a rally there 85 years ago, and to try to compare them is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I really don't think people even know what it means to be a fascist. some of the definitions of fascism are it's an authoritarian government with a dictatorial leader, with centralized autocracy, forcible suppression of the opposition, a belief in a national society hierarchy, you know, some people better than others, subordinating individual rights in order to help the good of the nation or a race, strong regimentation of society. You know, these are the exact opposite of what I see Donald Trump advocating when he speaks. He speaks about, let's turn this country loose. Let's get individual freedoms. Let's have economic freedom.
Free speech.
Free speech. Yeah. Free speech.
Do away with regulations. Don't add more, but do away with them, as he did in his first administration. They systematically got rid of like 50% of the regulations.
Yeah. This is such a gaslighting that the left is engaging in. You know, did you see any anti-Semitic conversation at Donald Trump's rally? Actually, it's the exact opposite. Total support for Israel.
Remember we saw in the crowd of people walking in, we saw some Hasidic Jews with the girls, and they're walking in, lining up just like everyone else, going in. And of course, there are a lot of Jews there who were not, you know, visibly Jewish. But so not exactly a fascist Nazi.
Did you see any violence there? You know, that MSNBC commentator talked about the violence back 85 years ago and inferred that there was violence at the Trump rally. There was nothing that I saw but love and adoration and a real, you know, you think about where that was held. Right in the middle of maybe the bluest city in America.
Yeah.
And there's 100,000 people trying to get in, and I saw no reports of any kind of violence or any kind of confrontation either within Madison Square Garden or out on the street. Think of this. You got 100,000 people in the middle of New York City, and I'm sure they were jamming up the streets and you know, causing congestion and such, but I didn't hear any reports of people with a backlash against it, anything like that.
You know, one thing, one last thing on the Nazi issue, Bruce. You and I love to watch history, and we discovered just last night a series on Netflix, which I told Bruce, okay, I'm waiting for the twist here. I'm waiting for the Nazis are good people or something. I'm not sure. But what they did is they used actual footage of World War II from Nazis. Now we have access to their videos, and they took lots of them. They believed in film and Americans, too, and they colorized it like they did that World War One movie that was so popular a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Never Grow Old.
Never Grow Old, which is great. We would commend that. So they've done that to this video, and they tell the story. And you see what the Nazis did. Like they marched into these little towns and how they beat old women and threw them down in the streets. They took a rabbi and they made him go up on top of the building and set the thing on fire. And then all the leaders of the synagogue rushed in to save him, and they killed all of them. This is what the Nazis did. So don't tell us that Donald Trump is a Nazi. Don't tell us that he's like Adolf Hitler. That is just a horrific comparison. And besides, it cheapens what happened to the Jews and all people who loved freedom in those countries who suffered so much. It cheapens the whole notion and makes it meaningless when you use that term, because someday, ladies and gentlemen, we probably will need to invoke that term again, but when it's actually real. We're in trouble. We're kind of fighting for our lives. And I think of that rally at Madison Square Garden, from my perspective, as a Trump supporter now, but also as someone who, those people love their country. Many of them are not there because they adore Donald Trump. That's the way they like to bend the story. You think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. adores Donald Trump or Elon Musk? I don't think Elon does have a lot of respect for him, but he's never been a fan before. They care about the country. That's why they're coming together. They want to reclaim the heart of America, the soul of America, both spiritually. You should have heard President Trump speak just recently about how we have gotten so far away from God in our country. And that's the problem. The founders thought religion and morality were the pillars. He didn't say it that way, but that's what he was saying. And we have to reclaim that. That's what he said. So Don't tell me that Donald Trump is a Nazi. Anything else, honey?
Well, I would just say, and I do not like the invocation of this Nazi comparison to anybody, but if you're going to talk about a party that is closest in their actions to the Nazis, look at what was done by the Biden administration towards the January 6ers, where they're arresting them, holding them without trial.
Without bail.
Putting them in places that I would refer to as torture places, yeah. Cutting off their civil rights, their human rights.
Withholding food, yeah. Medical treatment. They've been doing that for, yes, exactly, yeah. Bruce.
So don't turn that on Donald Trump.
And I would commend to all of you, was that the movie on Netflix, I think it's called World War II. I think it's freshly up. And there are generations of children, our children, grandchildren, aunts and uncles who really don't know what the Nazis were in their defense because they're not being taught. This would be a great source of information where you can see with your own eyes, because it's colorized video, of what they were like and what they were doing.
And I believe it's 6 episodes, but if you watch the very first episode, it's called The Master Race, and that's where you will see what real Nazis were.
Yep. Okay. Well, honey, thank you. I missed you. Thank you for joining me today.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have and again, let me plead with all of you. I can't, you by now know really what to do. I think you know what you personally can do. I'm going to make phone calls for some of these guys. That's my plan. Some of you have the resources to send them money. Some of you can, you know, talk to neighbors and friends. You have big families you can influence. You know, the Bible says, I'm saying this to myself, okay? I'm saying this to myself. For him that knows to do good and doesn't do it, for him, that's a sin. And so I'm just telling all of you, let's don't fall into that. That's a passive and omission sin, but it's just as serious. Let's don't do that. Let's be diligent and tell ourselves a week or so from now that we did our best. No matter what happens, that we did gave it our all and did our best. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank our sponsors, Timothy Plan. Put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. All right. I thank you so much for listening. You know, again, that you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. Let's enjoy our freedoms while we can still enjoy them. Let's respond and act and not just sit this out passively as though it doesn't affect us. Because believe me, in 7 days from when I'm speaking to you, the whole world will change one way or the other. Well, thank you for listening to Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.